Hey everybody, this is Arby, and you're listening to the Hobosode, Hobosode number 69. Oh yeah. This Hobosode is sponsored by Jennifer 8 Cacti. Thanks, Jennifer, for supporting the show. Here's a list that was sent to me by Gordon Bombay. He snapped a picture from a consignment furniture store, and it says, sign up, exclusive member discounts. By providing this information, you're giving us permission to send offers and promotion, newsletters and upcoming events, etc. We do not share your information. You can opt out at any time. So it's just a clipboard that people can sign up for a newsletter thing, and they put their email address and their phone number on it. And I tried calling these, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I guess. And I was calling kind of late at night, and I was just saying things like, hey, it's the furniture store. Guess what? We've got some really great deals. But I only got a hold of a couple people. I don't remember which people it was, though. And they didn't really react that great, so I just deleted the calls. So I bet you at least one of these are going to say, you already called me. But I don't know what the hell to say to furniture store consignment people. I don't know where to go with this.
This is Corey.
Oh, hey, Corey. This is Steve over at the Marva's Furniture Store and Consignment.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
And you signed up on our list here for exclusive offers and all that?
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know, you have atrocious handwriting. Like, I was trying to put your email address in, and it's not coming up, because I think your writing is just so bad.
Oh, really?
Yep. Have you ever thought about taking, you know, maybe classes over at the community college? Because they have handwriting classes, like penmanship.
I guess I've never heard that my handwriting is bad before.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, I can barely make out any of this shit. I'm surprised. Like, I tried 5 times before I finally got through to your number.
Huh.
I got several wrong numbers before I got through, and I never figured out your email address. I've just given up.
Well, I get emails from Marvis. It's the one, maybe I tried fitting too much into the line, but it's my email's my name, Corey.g.
Well, it's not that so much. It's more like just, I don't know, your handwriting's like a third grader's.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Like, are you by chance really stupid?
There's a chance.
I'm flabbergasted here. I just don't know what to make. I figured when I called you, I would be talking to a second grader.
Okay. Well, and in that matter, I'm sorry to get a little offended, but how can I help you?
Oh, don't be offended. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying that your handwriting is really shitty. That's all.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yep. Those penmanship classes over at the community college, I don't think they're like more than like maybe $30.
Well, I'll look into that.
Yeah, you definitely should.
All right. Well, thank you.
It'll make you look like less of an idiot.
Okay.
But don't get offended. I mean, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying you look like an idiot.
Okay, and in all seriousness, who is this? You're starting to piss me off.
Well, don't get pissed off. Don't, like, that's just something an idiot would do, you know, get pissed off just because you don't have good handwriting. Like, it's okay not to be good at some things. Okay, there he goes.
This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. Incidentally, we're having a sale on furniture this weekend coming up. We got some pretty good deals here. The whole store is going to be 50% off.
Okay.
Just, you know, like, make sure you bring cash, because we don't want to try and accept checks from you.
Yeah,
we wouldn't
I'm
be able to.
This isn't Marva's furniture, because I don't think they'd call and start calling someone that was, they wanted to spend money at their place, an idiot.
No. I don't know why you would think I'm not with Marvin's. It's just, you know, I just thought you should know. I'm just being blunt with you. I'm a blunt and honest person.
Well, that's great, but I.
You should appreciate that.
How about you put your manager on, and we'll have a discussion.
Oh, the manager's not here.
I didn't think so.
He went out to return a video at the video store.
All right. How about you take me off your calling list?
Well, why do you want to talk to the manager? You trying to get me in trouble?
Yeah, I'll get you fired if you're really who you say you are.
Oh, you won't get shit, motherfucker. You can't get me fired. Who do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm someone who will either never buy from there again, or I think you're lying.
Why would I have a reason to lie about this? I mean, you should just...
Probably because you work for one of their competitors, and you don't want anyone to ever shop from there.
No, it's just constructive criticism. Learn how to take a little bit of criticism every once in a while. It'll help you improve yourself.
I'm usually pretty good at it, you know? But usually, it's not followed by people cursing at me.
Well, I'm not cursing at you. I'm just saying you have shitty handwriting. That's all.
Yeah, when you say mother effer, you know, the last time I checked, that's a curse.
Well, it's not that I was cursing. It's just that you were being a motherfucker. So, oh, there he goes again. His competitor suspicions gives me an idea, though. Man, that guy was so nice, too. It took forever to get him to finally get upset with me. What a nice guy.
Hello?
Hello, Barb?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy from Roy's Thrift Store.
Yeah?
And, hey, I was in Marva's the other day, and I saw that you wrote down your phone number and email address on their member discounts list.
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, but. No, you did. You signed this list with your phone number and your email address, and I just wanted to let you know I'm not affiliated with Marva's or anything, but I wrote down your email address and your phone number, and I'm going to put them on my list. So you're going to start getting offers from my store, too.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
That
I appreciate you asking.
Totally invading your privacy?
I'm outside skiing right now.
Oh, you're skiing?
So. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Be careful. Don't break your legs.
No, I'll be good.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. You can put me on that email list. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you don't have to get an attitude about it. You know, I'm just asking.
No, I know. I don't know. No attitude.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to be a smartass.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well,
good.
I'm going to get going. Bye-bye.
Okay. When are you going to be here?
What do you mean, when am I going to be there?
Well, when are you going to come to my store? Roy's Thrift Store.
I don't know.
You know,
when,
like,
I have time.
Can you hurry up? Like, you know, I don't have all. I need to make some money here. I got bills to pay.
Okay. I'll try to get out there soon.
All right, hurry up, lady. Jeez. Taking forever. Like, wasting my time. You're out there skiing. Meanwhile, I can't even pay the electric bill. Who does she think she is? Damn it! I thought she would get pissed if I said I took her name off of someone else's list. I'm going to have to try that again. I should call Corey back and tell him that's what this was really all about. Just some friendly competition, that's all. No big deal.
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from Roy's Thrift Store.
Okay.
And, hey, I was in Marva's today, and I noticed you signed the member discounts list.
Okay.
So I wrote down your name and your email address and your phone number, and I'm going to put you on my list, too. I'm not affiliated with Marva's or anything.
Oh, okay.
So
are you the one who texted me earlier?
What did the text say?
Oh, I thought it was from Craigslist, like, am I a direct buyer or a direct seller or something?
Oh, yeah, probably something like that. I was trying to figure out how to set up my marketing list. It's going to text you 3 times a day.
I figured it was spam. I deleted it.
Oh, no, don't delete those anymore. It's going to text you, like, 3 times a day to tell you about deals here at Roy's Thrift Store.
I don't want to hear about deals 3 times a day.
Well,
I just do this on the side to help people out and buy stuff, and I sell some stuff for friends.
Well, you know, I need to make...
It's not my business.
Okay, well, you know, I need to make some money here, so...
Yeah, but I don't want to get texts 3 times a day or I'll block you.
Oh, you better not block me, because you signed up for the list.
I don't want to get texts 3 times a day. I think that's a bit excessive.
So you want them, like, 4 times a day?
Right. Yeah, you can send me stuff, but, you know, that was for Marva's, not for everybody else.
Yeah, but, you know, they weren't looking, so I just kind of...
Sorry. Bye.
I just kind of snapped a picture, and sounded like she's out eating or something. Everyone over there is busy doing things, skiing or having dinner. And damn it, why are people so nice? I don't want them to be nice. I want them to be like, what the fuck? Why are you stealing my number? Maybe if I badmouth Marva's, that'll get him.
Hello?
Hi, Joanne?
No.
Oh.
Who's calling?
Well, I'm calling from Roy's Thrift Store. You signed up on this list for Marva's?
I beg your pardon?
You signed up for this mailing list for Marva's.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you call back next week then?
Why? Why can't
next Monday.
Why can't you talk right now?
Because she went shopping, and
she'll
be back. I don't know when.
Okay, quick.
Call back next week.
What's her cell number?
Bye.
What's her cell number?
What?
What's her cell phone number?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm just a bit, I'm just here visiting.
Just look it up.
So, I don't know.
Like, look on the fridge. Maybe look through her personal papers. I need her cell phone number. And it looks like nobody else is picking up their phones, so I guess I have no choice but to call Corey back and let him know about my elaborate ruse to smear the name of my competitor.
This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. I just wanted to apologize for earlier. I actually am with a competitor of Marva's.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And, you know, it's for a good reason, though. Like, every time I go in there, they give me snake eyes. They're always just looking at me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
But
don't call me again either, because,
okay,
you know, you're not going to win anything. I was just on the phone with Marva's, and,
do you think
they don't have a Steve that works there.
Yeah, that was just an elaborate ruse. I got the idea from Party Time.
Oh, well, but you might want to avoid that, because if they find out who you are, they could sue you for libel.
Well, no, I'm a competing thrift store. I work at Roy's Thrift Store. My name's actually Roy.
Oh, okay. Well,
and we have pretty good deals, though. You want to come by sometime? Well, there we go. It sounds like he's worked out everything with the thrift store. And the thrift store, they're going to work out some better security for their mailing list, I think. Maybe have people write their name on a piece of paper and put it in a box or something, so weirdos like me don't call them up. Thanks again, Gordon Bombay, for that list. I think that's about enough for this hobo-sode. Unless we want to listen to a voicemail. You guys want to listen to a voicemail? I kind of want to listen to a voicemail. Just one voicemail. We've got time. It didn't take that long to do all that stuff. So it's all right. But actually, never mind, because I don't have any of these voicemails labeled. I don't know which of these people are Patreon people and which of these people are not Patreon people. And I don't want to play the non-Patreon people on a hobo-sode, because then they won't hear their voicemail. It'll be anarchy. We can't have that. But you know what we could do before I get going? I mean, I could just get going. I'm like, why am I trying to draw this out? What the hell's wrong with me? But I really want to talk to Dan again from Walmart. You know, the hang-up-the-phone guy that wouldn't hang up for 30 minutes? Let's see if he'll pick up. I hope he picks up. Come on, Dan. Pick up.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail.
Oh, crap, that was two rings. He's hitting the fuck you button. He knows it's me. He doesn't pick up for strangers anymore.
Hello?
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to apologize for calling you up and telling you to hang up the phone. That was just a social experiment. It was just a test. I'm in a psychology class. Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay, do you forgive me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Like, yep. Can you tell me you forgive me? Can you say, like, in a sentence, Brad,
I forgive you.
I totally forgive you. And
I forgive you.
Okay, thank you. And also, can you tell me that you are sorry for accusing me of being a scammer? Please.
Well, there's so much of that going on.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't make you do that. I'll just know that you're sorry. It's okay.
All right.
Have you fixed any new cell phones lately? To impress any women?
Do what?
To impress women? Like that one you fixed the other night? Did it get you laid?
I don't do stuff to impress women.
Yeah, but you know, it's a side benefit. You know,
I don't try to impress anybody.
Yeah, well, you do a little bit just so you can make money at it, right?
No.
Oh, come on. You can admit it to me. Come on, we're pals.
No, I don't try to impress anybody.
Yeah, but
if they like me the way I am, then that's fine. But if not, I don't give a crap.
But you're doing it to make money, though, right?
No, I do it for friends.
Ah, damn it, you're ruining everything. Okay, fine. I'll just let you go.
All right.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good night. I hope you fix lots of phones. And that it impresses people. And you make lots of money and get lots of tail.
All right, well, have a good night, you too.
Okay, see you later. Bye, Dan.
Yep, bye.
Okay, hang up the phone. Oh, he just hung up the phone. I hope he heard that at least. I hope he heard me tell him to hang up the phone one more time. He didn't even care about my experiment. He didn't ask what the results were like. He didn't ask if I got an A on my paper. Dan doesn't care about anyone but himself. All he cares about is fixing phones and getting laid. Okay, that's the end of this hobo sode. Thank you, Jennifer 8 Cacti, for sponsoring this one. And I'm working on a new episode. Maybe I'll get it finished up tomorrow. I'm sure I'll get it finished up tomorrow, since I didn't do shit on Monday. So anyway, yeah, bye, everybody. Here's some Disco Mickey Mouse. This is one of my top 10 personal favorites from when I was in grade school.
Blowing smoke up my ass, buddy, or what's going on here?